And if you want to turn on the water, you go to the sink and turn on the...
Faucet.
Okay. Would you use the same word faucet if you're talking about something outside that maybe you hook the hose up to?
Well, something like that, something called a hydrant.
Okay. But which sounds more natural to you? Like which would you...
Well, outside more than that to be a hydrant.
Okay.
That's first, outside faucet.
Okay. What about something on a sort of a container that you... A thing on a container that you can turn the water on? Like if you have some big barrel type thing?
We call that a faucet, a tap. Okay. Might call it a tap.
Okay. And you say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes froze and...
Busted.
Okay. And you say, or you might say, if it gets much colder, the water pipes would freeze and...
Burst.
Okay. And something that the people... I don't know if you would remember this, but something that people would buy flour in before it came in sacks.
Barrels.
Okay. Do you remember that?
No, I remember people used to buy the flour and they'd go to the mill and have their own sack and they'd bring on put it in the flour barrel. They'd have a barrel, but they'd better go to the mill. And people used to, all farmers used to raise a little wheat. And you'd take it to the flour mill, every town had a flour mill.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd take 1,000 pounds of wheat in there. They'd figure out how much flour you get out of it. And they'd take so much out for coal. They'd charge so much out for making it, and you'd draw so much flour back. You'd go and get a sack of flour and then put it in the flour barrel.
How much? Did you say 1,000 pounds?
Wasn't mine.
That sounds so incredibly...
Well, I put in 2,000 or 3,000 pounds of wheat. And then you'd draw flour the whole year.
Was this, and then everyone would just have their own flour barrel?
At home, yeah, they'd have a flour barrel. I guess flour used to be shipped in barrels, but far back as I remember, I've never seen anything but sacks of flour, but it's still referred to as barrel flour, I guess.
Okay. What did lard used to come in?
Lard then.
Okay. How much would that be?
6 pounds.
Okay. Do you ever talk about a stand of molasses?
Well, I guess they'd use the same lard stand for molasses. Molasses would be the same size container. It might have more pounds. Probably about the same, I guess.
But it makes sense to talk about stand.
Yeah. People used to buy stands of molasses. Yeah.
Okay. And suppose you were going to pour something from a regular container into a container like, say, a Coke bottle that has a real narrow mouth.
Use a funnel.
Okay. And suppose you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster. Okay. Or you'd hit them with a...
Whip.
Okay. And say if you had bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
sack?
Okay.
Or a poke? Do you hear that word?
Do you use that word around here?
Just joking, man. It's an old-timey word that people used to say. Use it, put it in a poke. But I use it in a joking way now, but more people don't know what you're talking about. But it's referred to as a large paper bag as a poke.
Yeah. Okay. What about the bag or something?